Chapter 5. Beowulf replied to Hrothgar's words.
Do not be sad, sir. It is better to avenge a friend's death than to cry over it. Let's go after this monster together. She won't escape, I promise you.
Hrothgar was cheered by Beowulf's words. He called for his horse immediately, and the king left the hall with Beowulf and some warriors. They rode into the forest, where they could see the tracks of the monster. They followed the trail until they came to the part of the forest where the mere was. Then they saw Ishara's head lying on the ground in front of them. The warriors looked around them. They saw monsters sitting on the cliffs above them. Then they looked down at the water and saw that it was full of snakes. Beowulf shot an arrow at one of the snakes, and they watched the horrible animal die in the water. Some of the warriors pulled the snake's body to the land. Beowulf put on his armor. This would keep him safe from the monster when he fought it. He put on his helmet. Then he took a wonderful sword that had been given to him by Unferth. The sword was called Hrunting. No one who used that sword had ever been defeated. Anferth's gift of the sword to Beowulf proved that he was afraid to pursue the monster himself. When he was ready, Beowulf spoke to the king again.
Remember what you promised me earlier, my lord. If I am killed in this battle, look after my men for me, and send the gifts you have given me to Hygelac. If I die, I want Unferth to have my own sword. The one he gave me, I am taking with me to the battle.
Then Beowulf dived into the foul water. He swam down for nearly a whole day before he could see the bottom. The monster was immediately aware that a human being was coming towards her. She swam up and caught hold of Beowulf. Then she dragged the warrior down to the bottom. She took Beowulf to her court, holding on to him so tightly that he could not use his weapons against her. When they arrived at the court, Beowulf saw a great crowd of sea monsters. They swam towards him and attacked him. Beowulf sprang free from the monster and raised his sword. He brought the sword down on the monster's head. But nothing happened. The magic sword failed him. Beowulf threw it away in disgust. The warrior knew that he would have to fight the monster with his own strength. He seized her shoulder and threw her to the ground. Grendel's mother got up quickly and caught hold of him again. Beowulf lost his balance and fell. The monster jumped on top of him and pulled out a knife. She tried to stab him, but Beowulf's armor was strong. It saved him from harm. Now God gave Beowulf the victory. He rose to his feet and grabbed a sword that he saw in the monster's armory. It was a huge sword that no other man could lift. Beowulf picked it up and swung it at Grendel's mother. The sword struck her on the neck. She fell to the floor. Beowulf cut off her head.